Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Recorder Polly Glasscock about the year of 2020. Taking a look back at the year of 2020 for the Warren County Recorder's Office, Polly, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, let's go all the way back to last January before really the pandemic and everything started. Was there any goals or anything that I think you had kind of put out there for the Warren County Recorder's Office for what seemingly at the time seemed like a normal new year?
Just to meet my revenue goal and stay in my budget. Basically is what my goal was.
All right, well, talk a little bit about kind of what you had to go through once the admin building was closed and people were working from home and the transition there, at least for the recorder's office.
Well, luckily we're on the first floor, and so we just opened one of our north windows, and so we've been waiting on customers all year, and it worked out really well. You know, they could get their business done. They didn't have to worry about coming in if they were even, I mean, they couldn't at that time. But, so yeah, it worked out really well. And I feel like we didn't have a lot of delay on our customer, you know, serving our customers.
We'll talk a little bit about serving the customers. I guess if you don't have those raw numbers, that's fine, but maybe just an estimate. Was the business of the county still going on as normal? Was there a drop, maybe a rise in the county recorder business? I guess I don't really have an idea in my head of what that might be.
Yeah, there was definitely a rise in our revenue. Mortgage rates, because of the low mortgage rates, we were bombarded with new mortgages and releases from probably March through October. We didn't process passports in the summer, but then we started them up again in October by appointment only. And so we have really kept busy, and it's surprising. And I've also talked to like ATV dealers. They've had a record year. Doesn't it just amaze you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know the county's kind of talking about some ATV, UTV stuff right now as well. So talk about, again, nothing is finalized on that yet, but kind of talk about your office and handling that with Warren County residents in the future, potentially.
Okay. If that passes, that the ATV and UTV riders can ride on our gravel roads, there will be, it sounds like, a permit that they will have to purchase. And we've talked a little bit about price. It will probably run like $15. We'll give them a little sticker besides the DNR sticker that they have. And they will have to have that on their machine in order to ride those roads.
And again, just to clarify, that has not been passed as of yet when this interview has been recorded. But good to know for the future as well.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about how people can do their business with the county recorder in the coming months as we get ready. I know you've already mentioned passports, but getting ready for spring as well. Hopefully once we get a vaccine and some of this travel stuff becomes allowed again.
Yeah, won't that be nice? we're gonna still be serving from our window if they want to stand out in the cold. But yeah, we're making appointments basically for passports and marriage applications. And so people have to go in the east doors. That's the only doors that are open. Get their temperature taken. We ask if they wear a mask. And we help them that way until this whole thing is over. I think we're all looking forward to maybe a normal again.
I think we all are as well. Well, any final thoughts on the year of 2020 for the Warren County Recorder's Office?
I'm glad it's almost over.
That seems to be the sentiment.
Just like everybody says. But as far as business goes, it's been a good year. I do feel bad for those people that have, you know, lost jobs and and it hasn't been a good year for them. And
once again, that was Polly Glasscock on today's Let's Talk Indianola. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.